CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague Francis Rose of FedGov Today. His new podcast launching now, Conversations with the Men and Women Who Make the Federal Government. In this instance, we're looking at the federal government and using, employing, manufacturing problems for the cloud. The cloud, it was defined for me once upon a time as somebody else's server. Okay, fine. It's somewhere on a server farm. But the tour that Aaron Weiss takes us on at the end of his conversation with Francis is wonderful. We begin in Seattle at Microsoft and Amazon Web, the big clouds. And then we head to San Francisco and visit Oracle, Google, C3i. These are the biggest of the big on the planet, all of them. And the Navy is working with them, we presume, in person-to-person working with them. And Francis, before we go any farther with the tour, this is Bob Works doing, isn't it, Francis, to connect the DOD to Silicon Valley?
Bob played a big role in this as the Deputy Secretary of Defense. Bob deferred, in a conversation I had with him not too long ago, deferred the vision to Ash Carter for the credit. The late Ash Carter was the Secretary of Defense when Bob was the Deputy Secretary. But Bob really is the brains behind what he called the third offset, and that was doing what the United States military, the United States government needed to do to continue what he believed at that time was the margin that the United States had in front of China technologically, and how to grow that edge so that the United States could continue to deter China from taking military action in different parts of the world and in direct conflict with the United States.
We then understand that the DOD and Silicon Valley, this isn't new that they're working together. They've been working together for several years.
Well, it's been a long time. It's been decades. And in fact, I think if you go back into the 1940s, 1950s, you would see the technology companies in Silicon Valley, the original Hewlett-Packard in its original configuration and so on, were pretty instrumental in some of the technological successes in the Defense Department in the post-World War II era. The difference that's happened over the last couple of decades, though, John, is that the Pentagon has shifted in the same way that you and I have talked about NASA in the past, from being a developer and a research organization to a consumer of products that companies in Silicon Valley and now Austin, Boston, Massachusetts, and so on consume. And the other big difference is that the department has become a huge consumer of services, more so now than products. They buy more software and IT services and so on than they do actual stuff. Pieces of equipment and so on, at least as far as dollar values go. So those are the two major shifts in the way that the relationship between the Pentagon and Silicon Valley has gone, even though they've had a relationship of some sort for quite a while.
Aaron's tour continues. He goes to Los Angeles at SpaceX, which he recommends to Francis immediately to visit.
Yes.
SpaceX, filled with engineers who say, I don't know the answer, let's find out. And then on to MilSatCom. These are Boeing and Lockheed. But he got very excited about the smaller companies, the golden age of SATCOM. You have a sense that the Navy is spreading out all of its resources over a wide grouping of people in commercial space. This isn't government space, to build things they're not sure how to deal with yet. It was very exciting to hear him talk about these little companies and not just Lockheed, Lockheed, Lockheed.
Yeah, and the biggest challenge with dealing with those companies is if you're a 10-person or 20-person or 2-person company in California or Austin, Texas or whatever, how do you get a window into the Pentagon? How do you get on an acquisition vehicle that the Pentagon can buy your stuff or buy your service? And then the biggest challenge, too, is for a lot of these small companies is called the Valley of Death. And the Valley of Death is that time between when somebody like Aaron recognizes a technology that the Navy should acquire and says, we're going to buy that, and the time that the acquisition process actually plays out in the department that results in a check going to that company. That can be years in some cases. And so there is a cottage industry in the venture capital community, and there's a cottage industry in the Pentagon to try to figure out ways to get capital to those companies so they can keep the lights on and keep the doors open in between that time period of when the department sees a technology that they want to buy and the time that they're actually able to pay that company for it and obtain that technology. Everybody's talking about speed and how you do it. I'm not sure we've reached a real agreement about how to do that. And then, of course, some of the funding issues with Congress getting money to the department on a consistent basis put a wrinkle in that too, John.
Now the part of the tour we'll turn to that's mystery to me. He talked about a conversation with the head of Microsoft, talking about the next thing. The next thing, Francis, your ears perked up when you heard that.
Yeah, that's right. And the next thing is the challenge with the next thing is there have been hits and misses for what the next thing is going to be over the years. Now, at this conference, it's not even a piece of technology, a category of technology that jumped out at me as the next thing. There's a lot of talk now about 5G and the ability to use 5G technology to transmit the data that you and I have talked about so extensively in this conversation and other conversations. The department now is focused on next G. And at first, the discussion was referred to as 6G because obviously 6 comes after 5. But there are a lot of folks that think that the next thing is going to be the manner in which that data is transmitted. And not just speed-wise, but also to the point of our conversation earlier, the security with which that information can be transmitted and the resilience of the network on which that information is transmitted is exchanged so that that network can stay up and running as much as possible in contested environments.
Francis Rose, he is the host of FedGov Today, his new podcast available right now, Apple Podcasts, twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. And he launches his TV show in Washington at the end of April, April 30th. This is CBS Eye on the World after my queer whirlwind tour of the next thing's vendors. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.